We are at a turning point in human history, says futurist Jeremy Rifkin, and how we deal with the triple challenge of global economic meltdown, energy security, and climate change will determine our fate. In his new book, The Empathic Civilization, he presents his prescription for a bright collective future. 10 to 20,000 years ago, early man's hunter-gatherer society was naturally insular, says Jeremy Rifkin.
They had oral language, and empathy could only extend to the range of their communication system, shouting distance. So in those days, forager hunters empathized with blood ties, tribal ties only. Everyone else was the alien other.
In his new book, The Empathic Civilization, the futurist and economist chronicles how humanity became more globally aware. He links that progress to advances in energy generation, from water power to nuclear, and to revolutions in communication.
When you go to the great hydraulic agricultural civilizations, with script or writing as the communication vehicle, the writing changed consciousness, but it also extended empathy, because now people began to empathize beyond blood ties to associational ties. Jews started to empathize with Jews because they considered that extended family. Christians started to empathize with Christians as extended family. Muslims started to empathize with Muslims as extended family.
Just as the printing press in the 19th century allowed the mass distribution of newspapers, enhancing the public's sense of national identity, the introduction of television and radio in the 20th century expanded the boundaries of community even farther. From the coal and steam-powered Industrial Revolution and the 20th century's petroleum-based age, Rifkin suggests we are heading into a renewable energy-powered digital era.
We had a very powerful communication revolution the last 10 years, the personal computer and the internet, and satellite and wireless communication. This new communication revolution is very different than the first electricity communication revolution. You know, cinema, radio, television, that was top-down and centralized. The new ICT revolution, information communication revolution, is distributed. Now 2 billion people can send their own video, audio, and text to each other, distributed to everyone, with more power than the most powerful television networks. When distributed communication converges and manages distributed renewable energy, it might allow us to distribute consciousness to the whole human race so we begin to think as a human family.
The next step for the human family, as Rifkin describes in The Empathic Civilization, is the emergence of what he calls the Third Industrial Revolution, based on a global energy network.
We take the exact same technologies that created the internet, identical. And we take the power and transmissions lines of Europe and hopefully Asia, Africa, South America, North America, and the world, and convert those power lines, electricity power lines, to an intergrid that acts exactly like the internet. So that when millions and millions and millions of buildings are collecting just a little bit of their distributed renewable energy on site, they can store it in hydrogen, like we store media and digital, and then what they don't need, they can share across the whole of a continent. That's the beginning of biosphere consciousness, and that takes us from geopolitics to biosphere politics.
Jeremy Rifkin says in order to build an empathic civilization, we still have work to do, starting a global discussion about our collective future. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.